If you can comprehend what I am saying, you simply just know how to do it. There's not really a formula to doing it. It just makes sense to you one day. If I hand you a pair of shoes, if you've never seen shoes before in your life, you've only been barefoot your whole life, and I show you these shoes, can you comprehend with the knowledge that I have verbalized to you what to do with them? But it makes sense, don't it?
Yeah,
and you can use them, and then you can do things with them. When I am talking to you guys, and I'm speaking to you, and I'm trying to make you guys conceive things that you guys have never really thought very deeply on, all of a sudden you're gonna go, wow, now this makes logic. And then you're gonna start doing stuff. You're gonna start seeing shit moving through the walls. You're gonna start being able to feel other people's insides. You're gonna be able to heal people because you're just gonna know what to do. It's just gonna make common sense the way you look at those shoes. No, beyond intuition. You just know. Is putting the shoes on intuition, or does it just make sense?
Well, it's logical.
But why does it make logic? Because you've bridged a lot of concepts until you got to the point that you've made sense.
Well, I'm talking about, like, what you're saying, like, this profound thing about, like, healing people. I think it's more of a soul intuition. Your soul telling you how to do it. Your logical mind.
Your soul tells you you want to heal. It doesn't tell you how to heal. That's the difference.
So you're saying that your logical, natural mind explains to
you how to heal? Because even as an energy being, you are logical and intelligent also. It's a fundamental of the universe. It's included in forever. You're constantly thinking. That's what you chose this body for.
And also in connection with the universe, how if we project out information or we project out energy into the universe, it also comes back to us.
Well, that I call sampling. If you send something out, you can't have an empty amount of space, technically. So if you send energy out, it's something else moves in. Whatever comes into you, you're like a giant chemistry lab. You analyze, you study, you experience, you grow. So if you put energy out to the universe, what you get back always makes you more, because you can never become less than what you are. You can only accumulate. You can never deteriorate. Energy is more.
So
saying tonal can become... You can have something, but never use it. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you never use it, you might as well never have it.
Isn't it you can have a high tonal, but if you don't practice it, it's bullshit.
It doesn't matter. Then you have a low tonal. It's the knowledge that makes you have a high tonal. Tonal is something that you can have the tuning fork. You have the knowledge. You have the tuning fork. But if you don't practice it, if you don't bang it, then it's not being used.
It's an internal job, it'll just remain there static.
There's no sound. You can make it sound, but you have to put forth the effort.
It's kind of like singing. Everybody has a voice, and not everybody has a sound.
True. So one of the things I suggest you to do is if you want a technique, I mean, it's really not a technique, it just would make sense. Lay down in a private place without other people. Clear your mind. Think about a little bit of your past. Think about, choose a moment in your life and recreate it completely visually in your mind. That very moment, that very place. Feel what you felt then, but as an adult now, or with the knowledge that you have now as a more mature person. And kind of give to yourself.
Kind of like if I only you know what I know now, we might put ourselves in this.
In other words, say to yourself in emotion, it's going to be okay, it's going to be alright. That's right. Almost like you. Now, don't think about whether it's going to work or not. Just simply do it. You see, let me explain something else to you. Let's say that time cannot be moved. We can't move through time. But you are still reliving every single moment of your existence from the day you were born in here. It doesn't stop. Under hypnosis, you can relive incredible details that you think you totally had forgotten. Every single second is recorded. We are the best recording system probably in the entire world. There is not even a computer that can come even close to us. We record in sound, we record in sight, we record in smell, we record in taste, and we record in touch and texture. Wouldn't you like to be able to plug into the TV and become the character in the movie and really relive everything they're doing? But be able to... But the point is that this is what you've done for your whole life. You as a soul have recorded this 50 to 100 years of your life. It's a giant recording that you are a giant state-of-the-art camcorder. And everything is recorded in here. So, who you are now, how you perceive things in the world, how you think, the limits of what you feel, the limits of what you think, the things that prevent you from doing psychic things, are all of the things that you experience from the highlights and moments of what is in your mind. They are all your personalities. The child is still in you. The adult is still in you. The angry person is still in you. The lover is still in you. Remember what I said earlier. You guys are made of hundreds of different personalities. Hundreds of personalities were all created from the day you started living. Go back into your mind. Find those personalities. They are alive. And console them so that they can become more at 8 years old in your mind. So when they presently move to the conscious now, which is in your mind, you all of a sudden go, I just feel like I understand more all of a sudden. It's like making an investment that 10 years ago.
So you said this could project our mentality of our wisdom to them.
So it would be,
you amplify the now. You amplify what you are now. You amplify your spirituality.
So
you amplify your wisdom.
In the future, right now, I could be doing this to me right now.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if you really are going back in time or if you're going back in the game. It's still going to pay off. It's very amazing. 5 second intermission. Anybody have any questions at this point? As always, a philosophical group of 30 minutes.
I want to ask, is it more important to project more into the future?
You know, you've lived the past, so you have more knowledge of changing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's something that, you know, obviously it's easier to affect the past, because even if it's just a mental thing, you know? Like I said before, I think that all psychic abilities are suppressed. That as Neanderthal man, we survived using psychic abilities, or Cro-Magnon, I should say. As we walked, because we don't live in caves, we were preyed on. We had to know which way to go for water, which way to do certain things, what to sense to know if something was preying on us. These were all psychic abilities. We lost those psychic abilities. All of those psychic abilities are still within the capability of your brain, but they are repressed.
They're still there because I can sense if somebody's watching.
Yeah, but not all of your senses, and certainly not to their full potential, okay? The point is that they are all suppressed, and the idea is how do you free that knowledge? How do you free that emotion, those senses? And they are suppressed by society's structural thinking that has been impounded into your brain at this point. And by healing yourself, kind of giving yourself psychotherapy, if you will, okay, you release certain things. You release certain emotional patterns within the brain that allow you to feel and sense things. And I think that's really a big deal. The other thing is that you have to experience yourself. There's a little trick to experiencing yourself. Everybody thinks of themselves, but they never experience themselves. You know exactly the kind of emotion you need to fulfill a certain blockage. You see, you know, we know that all animals need a certain amount of affection. We know that monkeys need to hold a doll or have a wicker mother made. They are more secure and more developed than the monkeys that grow that don't have that. They're intestine. And one of the things is I think a lot of people don't have a communion with themselves. As I said to you before, there's the me and there's the I. The I is your soul. The me is your flesh and blood. But you are both, so you have to learn to work with both. One of the interesting things, if you want to try to feel inner emotion, and men have a big time doing this in certain cases, but sit up so your feet are touching the floor, or sit in the leg style or something. Sit up. Okay, are we ready for silliness now? I want you to... Has anybody here ever hugged themselves? Have you ever hugged yourself? I pat myself
on the back.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, how many of you guys can really admit that in your own privacy that you attempted to hug yourself?
I don't believe that.
Have you ever tried to nurture yourself? Okay. What I want you to do is to simply hug yourself. Feel what it is to feel you, turning yourself inward. It's a very interesting concept. To hug yourself, you feel what is somebody almost embracing you, but it's you that's embracing you. So the patterns of your brain go, wait a minute, what's going on? But there's another part of you that becomes sympathetic to the self, and it's very healing. And I think that if cancer patients and ill people did this, they would heal themselves at a very rapid rate. Because what are you doing? You have an inner universe. You have millions of living organisms in your body. How do you relate to yourself other than saying, oh, I'm doing good, or gee, this and that? You don't. You need to learn to love yourself by a form of saying everything is good, everything is working good, everything is healthy. And one of the ways you can do that is by hugging yourself, not the fact that it's like a queer thing to do, but it's a thing of turning your inner mind on yourself. So just go ahead and do this for a second. Put your hands up like so, and just kind of close your eyes and feel your arms touching yourself. Almost love yourself, okay? Almost like you're embracing yourself, a man to a father or a mother, you know, that kind of affection. Just that, like, you just want to say that I am so happy, I'm proud of you, I feel good with you, and I want you to evolve, I want you to become something more than what you are, but to give that nurturing, but also to feel yourself feeling yourself. That's the duality of this, is that your brain saying, wait a minute, I can feel others, but how do I explain to myself that I'm experiencing myself? And that's where the brain starts to work in a diversified method. It doesn't make logic. You guys can stop that. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? You can feel yourself feeling yourself. And that's something that's not common to you. It's something actually very foreign. But it feels good, doesn't it?
That's why I did meditation, though. It's not physically, but turn my energy to myself.
Yeah, but to have physical contact with the self, physically, because we are so... Our hands are the most sensitive part of our body. So the point is that if you can get rid of the male ego, do you understand what I'm saying? Which is what really prevents us spiritually, okay? Because it controls what we allow ourselves to sense, feel, and do. You can heal your inner self, but you can also talk to yourself. Like you're almost conveying as a second party or a second person telling yourself you're doing well, you're doing this. You can be the empathetic voice, the voice of encouragement to yourself, and it really works.
Just that we can tap into like almost like a female energy.
Absolutely. That's what I'm trying to point out, as tapping into your polarities.
Well, you know, I'm being here.
It's working with yourself instead of by yourself. Does that make sense? You're helping to help yourself. You're helping to encourage yourself. If nobody's going to say a good compliment to you, you can't say, I need compliments right now. You know what I'm saying? I need encouragement right now. Because people don't normally know how to do that. I mean, I'm not a very encouraging person, I admit it. But people do need that. That's what those tests were signifying. Do you understand what I'm saying? With the monkeys and stuff. So the point is that if anybody knows what you need, you know what you need. So you can balance yourself by understanding yourself. And this is what allows your sensory to become higher and more intuitive and more spiritual, is that if this is balanced, this is balanced. It means you're balanced out here, or you can at least begin to understand that out here. Your mind is constantly in torment or frustration or worried about things, or doesn't have any companionship or whatever, be your own best friend.